It's Cat Country 107.3. Good morning. We're Joe and Jana. Welcome to a Wednesday morning. It is the 6th day of August. Jana, thanks for filling in for the last few days as I just prefer not to come to work.
I got your back. It's hump day today.
It's also Good News Wednesday. It's Fresh Breath Day.
Always a good thing.
International Scuba Day. Root Beer Float Day. And Wiggle Your Toes Day.
Of services.
Good morning. We're Joe and things you need to know this morning. Veteran Atlanta County Commissioner Ernest Corsi, who announced this year he would not be seeking a fifth term because of health issues, has died. Corsi was 62 when he passed away yesterday. He had served more than a decade on the Atlantic City Council from the 3rd Ward and served as a time as council president. He was then elected freeholder, the precursor to county commissioner. Governor Phil Murphy says he and First Lady Tammy Murphy are heartbroken over his death, calling Corsi their dear friend.
A woman has won a civil lawsuit against 2 Margate lifeguards for alleged abuse that happened 6 years ago. Rachel Neufeld Del Rossi, who was 15 at the time, was awarded $3 million in damages after a jury found Stephen Chazen's liable for assault, battery, and human trafficking. Chazen's denied the allegations, claiming their relationship was consensual. The city of Margate settled with Del Rossi for $485,000, and an undisclosed settlement was reached with another lifeguard, Brendan Bradley.
Don't panic tomorrow if you see a large amount of emergency crews and state police in our area. A hurricane evacuation exercise will be taking place on the Atlantic City Expressway, the Garden State Parkway, and other routes, but there will be no closures. A number of different agencies will be participating.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or two. High of only 6.
Joe and Jana, John Party, Heartache on the Dance Floor. It's time now for Jana's Fangirl Update.
Well, Carrie Underwood did it again. She just broke the internet with a surprise hair switch up. She looks fabulous. She's rocking a gorgeous, like, soft brunette look with dark streaks in it, which is, if you know Carrie Underwood, she's been blonde for basically forever. Fans are loving the whole blonde vibe she's got going on, flooding her Insta with so much love, from idol blonde to this 2025 glow up. It's an iconic hair evolution for Carrie. You can check out Carrie Underwood's new hair at catcountry1073.com. We have the pics. She looks great, honestly. Moving on this morning, this is scary for Post Malone. A woman in Utah was arrested for the 5th time for stalking Postie. Cherish Christine Gomer's her name. She allegedly jumped in front of his car and is now facing felony charges. She's violated a protective order multiple times this year and is currently being held without bail. Seriously, leave Postie alone, lady. Everything we know about the situation, it's up for you right now on the Cat Country 107.3 app. The Jana's Fangirl Update on Cat Country 107.
Cool stuff on the internet, and there's a lot of stupid stuff on the internet. This is from TikTok, Therapy Jeff.
Oh, geez.
With some expert advice this morning. You ready?
I probably not,
but good. If you're in a relationship, this is for you from
Therapy Jeff.
Therapy Jeff.
10 things you might not want to share with your partner. Healthy relationships include your own personal thoughts that are kept to yourself. Keeping things private because they might upset your partner is caring.
Oh.
It can also be deceitful, though, so it's up to you to make that call. At the very least, ask your partner for consent before you share. 1, lingering feelings that you have for an ex. 2, random feelings of attraction to others or a crush that you have on a coworker. 3, how you initially didn't like them or weren't attracted to them. 4, an ex contacting you that wants to get back together. 5, every single flaw and imperfection about them. 6, every time you feel jealous. 7, that one time you kissed someone else and felt horrible about cheating and never did anything like that again. 8, your detailed sexual history. 9, things you liked better about your exes. 10, negative comments about your partner from friends or family.
Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. It's another Joe and Jana happy hour this Friday. We're going to be live at Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood. Pretty cool place. We'll be there Friday afternoon from 5 to 7. So as you're finishing work, starting the weekend, come and join us.
Please do. Cheers into the weekend, kicking it off right. You're not going to do it better.
We'll have concert tickets. Cat Country 107.3 Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Joke of the Morning, being brought to you by our friends at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Take advantage of family and friends discounts happening now at Bridgeton Auto Mall. Jerry lives in Egg Harbor Township. He sent us the joke we're going to use this morning.
Thank you.
Guy from Pennsylvania was thrilled to get a jigsaw puzzle for his birthday. He set all 16 pieces out on the card table, and every day when he got home from work, he'd try to work on the jigsaw puzzle. Again, 16 pieces. Finally, one day, he jumped up from the table and ran to his wife, Sylvia. Remember the puzzle you gave me? I finished it. Well, gee, that's great, she said. But you mean it took you 3 months to put it together? He said, yeah, not bad. On the box, it says 2 to 5 years.
What?
It's supposed to be for 2 to 5 year olds.
Yeah, right.
Since it's only 16 pieces. But that's how long it's supposed to take. It's Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jono. Welcome to Wednesday morning. Around here, Wednesday means Good News Wednesday.
Sure could use a little good news today.
We want to know, find out, and then share your good news on the radio. Coming up at 7:20 this morning, we'll do that. In the meantime, you can call us right now with your good news. 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Tell us about your good news. Cat Country 107.3, Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for your Cat Country Dumb Story of the Morning.
Where are we off to today?
Ashcroft, British Columbia, Canada.
All right.
A fish dropped by an osprey onto a power line caused both a brush fire and a power outage. We love ospreys.
Oh, no.
We love fish. Power company officials, fire crews responded to the fire. Officials speculated the osprey dropped its catch, either due to exhaustion. Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Veteran Atlanta County Commissioner Ernest Corsi, who announced this year he would not be seeking a fifth term because of health issues, has died. Corsi was 62 when he passed away yesterday. He had served more than a decade on the Atlantic City Council from the 3rd Ward and served as a time as council president. He was then elected freeholder, the precursor to county commissioner. Governor Phil Murphy says he and First Lady Tammy Murphy are heartbroken over his death, calling Corsi their dear friend.
A woman has won a civil lawsuit against 2 Margate lifeguards for alleged abuse that happened 6 years ago. Rachel Neufeld Del Rossi, who was 15 at the time, was awarded $3 million in damages after a jury found Stephen Chazen's liable for assault, battery, and human trafficking. Chazen's denied the allegations, claiming their relationship was consensual. The city of Margate settled with Del Rossi for $485,000, and an undisclosed settlement was reached with another lifeguard, Brendan Bradley.
Don't panic tomorrow if you see a large amount of emergency crews and state police in our area. A hurricane evacuation exercise will be taking place on the Atlantic City Expressway, the Garden State Parkway, and other routes, but there will be no closures. A number of different agencies will be participating.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or two. High of only 7.
Very good morning. It's birthday time.
Here we go.
Happy birthday to Amber Baguette of Cape May. Amber's 40 today.
Happy birthday, Amber.
Kelly Bird of Mays Landing is 42. Happy birthday, Rita Pontano of Vineland. Rita Pontano is 78.
All right, Rita.
Happy birthday to Alicia Savino of Mystic Islands. And that's it. If we miss you, happy one to you as well. The recipient of our Cat Country Big Birthday shout-out today, Kelly Bird of Mays Landing.
Woo!
Kelly is 42. That's the best age.
Kelly, happy birthday.
Cat Country 107.3.
Could use a little good news today.
Right now, we'd love to share your good news. Tell us the good things happening in your life at 609-383-1073 or hit the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. I got to tell you, yeah, my good news yesterday, I spent the day at the Cape May Zoo. And hadn't been to the zoo for in a year or so. They continue to make some great improvements. They got the brand new parking lot now open. It's huge, Jana. In the old days, you used to be able to go to the zoo, and it was like, where do I park? But
right
now, there's plenty of places to park. I'm so impressed by all the improvements being done, continue to be done at the zoo. They got a new penguin and
flamingo
exhibits coming very soon. Looking forward to that. But we've got pictures and more from the Cape May Zoo at catcountry1073.com and the Cat Country 107.3 app.
I love the penguin.
Always just a great place to walk around, even if you don't have your kids with you.
Oh, for sure. It's beautiful. It's a very relaxing day.
It was very good. Very good day. And I should mention, too, I know you mentioned this the other day, but we had a great time last Saturday in Atlantic City at Bally's Beach Bar.
Ugh, such a blast.
We were there for the bikini contest.
Yeah, I was shook. I wasn't prepared for how hard it was going to be to judge.
Oh, because you were one of the judges.
Yes.
Yeah. Weren't for the wind. It's Wednesday. That means Good News Wednesday. We want to share your good news. 609-383-1073. or at the message us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Jack Porter says, I love this. Pizza for breakfast.
That's always good news, and for sure.
I hope he's talking about real pizza. Because people go, I had pizza for breakfast, and some sort of conglomeration with eggs and stuff. But no, we're talking real pizza. Again, I've mentioned this for years. If somebody opened a pizza place and served regular pizza for breakfast, I'd be there every day. I'd put a long song on, drive there and pick up the pizza if I had to. pepperoni, mushroom, pizza, freshly made in the morning. That would be the best.
That's all you need, really. Yeah,
but Jack says pizza for breakfast. That's a win.
Yeah.
Other good news for Wednesday. James says fruit and flower sales are great.
Fruit and it's
that time of the year when you go
flowers like florals.
Yeah, and buy fresh fruit, vegetables. That's
yes.
Are Jersey tomatoes out anywhere? I haven't seen them yet. I stopped at a place yesterday.
I don't know.
I'm not talking about hot house tomatoes. I'm talking about tomatoes grown outside in the Jersey sunshine. They should be ready soon.
It's through October, supposed to be the season.
No, but I haven't seen anybody.
Yeah.
I don't know if they're late or what. If you've seen a place, let me know where. On the Cat Country 107.3 app, hit the message us button. All right, good news Wednesday. We have some more good news. Actually, this is on the app. Let me click over there. Jamie from Galloway. This is the definition of good news Wednesday. She said, my friend Jack just got a kidney yesterday. Was successful. Thank you for the stranger who gave him one. An angel on earth. Wow.
Absolutely.
Wow.
That's amazing.
First of all, if you have the guts to just be able to donate a kidney to a stranger, you are an angel.
Absolutely.
So our best of luck to Jack. Got the new kidney. All right, let's go to the phones. Good news Wednesday. Let's see who's on the phone. Danny from KMA Courthouse. Go ahead, Danny.
Hi, did you guys do birthday shout out yet?
Yeah, we can do one more. Who has a birthday?
His name is Will, W-I-L-L Albrecht, and he's 28 today from Cape May Courthouse.
Will Albrecht, 28 from Cape May Courthouse. Got it.
All right, there's a lot more good news Wednesday.
Oh, I have to throw this in for good news, too.
Okay.
Sorry, Becky. It's my sister-in-law's birthday today. She's 45 years young.
Well.
And I was the first one she said to wish her happy birthday this morning, but I forgot to put her on our own birthday list, so...
Well, that's because you really don't like her. Morning Trivia is up next, brought to you by our friends at Matt Blatt Nissan. That's Matt Blatt Nissan. All right, phone number is 609-383-1073, or hit the Call Us button on the Cat Country 107.3 app. Prize on Trivia today, 2 tickets to see Dierks Bentley. Dierks is going to be at Freedom Mortgage Pavilion in Camden tomorrow night at 7. You have 2 tickets for Dierks Bentley tomorrow when you win today. Here's the question. The average woman in the U.S. of A. owns 16 of these. I was going to say pairs of shoes, but that's not it. The average woman owns 16 of these. Three mornings with Joe and John on Cat Country Morning Trivia is on the air. And stay tuned, tickets to see Dierks Bentley tomorrow night in Camden. The average woman owns 16 of these. I said it wasn't shoes, pairs of shoes. So what is it? Hi, Cat Country.
Is it purses?
Purses is not it. Thank you. How many purses do you own?
A bit. Quite a bit. I think around like 12.
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Hi, is it curlers?
No, that's not it. Thank you.
Curlers?
Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Chargers.
Chargers. Oh. Phone chargers. No, that's not it. Thank
you. That's a good guess.
Oh, my God. If you own 16 phone chargers, you might have a problem. It seems obsessive. You have one in every room, one in every car. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it underwear?
You're close. I'll give you one more guess.
Socks.
No, that's not it. Thank you. Hi, Cat Country. What's your answer?
Is it undergarments like bras?
Oh. Bras is absolutely right. You're a winner.
There it is.
What? Oh, my goodness.
You're a winner.
What was that?
You're our winner.
Oh, my gosh.
Who's this?
Mia.
Mia, where are you from?
Egg Harbor Township.
We've got 2 tickets to see Dierks Bentley tomorrow night. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Time. That's our church. In case you missed it, we did get a winner in trivia. Mia got it. The average woman owns 16 of these bras.
Yeah, that's
seems like
tracks.
A lot. Why do you need so many bras, women?
I don't know.
Back in my day, women used to burn their bras.
That's probably true. I have even more than that, I can say. Mm. Yep.
Why don't you burn your bras anymore?
That's so... Because you know how much bras cost these days?
Still. It was fun. It was fun back in the day.
No.
Salute the guy who said the average woman owns 16 phone chargers. That seems obsessive.
Well,
how many chargers do you have?
I have six.
I
have one in my car. I have one that I travel with. I have two at home. And then I have one at my mom's house.
Why do you have so many?
Just so I don't have to, like, worry about bringing one with me where I go.
Take it with you.
Nah.
It's just a little cord and a plug.
Nah.
Just take it with you.
Nah. This is safer.
Good morning. We're three things you need to know this morning. Veteran Atlanta County Commissioner Ernest Corsi, who announced this year he would not be seeking a fifth term because of health issues, has died. Corsi was 62 when he passed away yesterday. He had served more than a decade on the Atlantic City Council from the 3rd Ward and served as a time as council president. He was then elected freeholder, the precursor to county commissioner. Governor Phil Murphy says he and First Lady Tammy Murphy are heartbroken over his death, calling Corsi their dear friend.
A woman has won a civil lawsuit against two Margate lifeguards for alleged abuse that happened 6 years ago. Rachel Neufeld Del Rossi, who was 15 at the time, was awarded $3 million in damages after a jury found Stephen Chazen's liable for assault, battery, and human trafficking. Chazen's denied the allegations, claiming the relationship was consensual. The city of Margate settled with Del Rossi for $485,000, and an undisclosed settlement was reached with another lifeguard, Brendan Bradley.
Don't panic tomorrow if you see a large amount of emergency crews and state police in our area. A hurricane evacuation exercise will be taking place on the Atlantic City Expressway, the Garden State Parkway, and other routes, but there will be no closures. A number of different agencies will be participating.
And your South Jersey weather for today. Cloudy, maybe a sprinkle or two. High of only 79.
Catch me 107.3. Mornings with Joe and Jana. Time now for my favorite tweets from the last 24 hours.
And here we go.
There are five of them. Number one, it's important to set an extra alarm the first day of school so you remember to pick up the kids.
You know what? That's actually probably solid advice.
Number two, I don't know what to do with my hands when I'm not expecting any package deliveries.
Yeah, right.
Number three.
It's like freedom or something.
Number three, and this is true for me. I don't know who Sydney Sweeney is.
Really?
I see her name everywhere. I have no idea who it is. I've seen her picture. I have no idea who she is. Let's go to number four.
Wow.
The truth. There's a lot of us that don't know who she is.
That's true.
Her. So do you think I'm marriage material or not? Him. Ma'am, just take your donuts and pull away from the window, please.
That's so funny.
We're Joe and Jana. These are my favorite tweets. Last one, number five. You're like the paper straws of the deal. We watch cooking shows.
Yes.
Why? Why are we tuning into cooking shows?
To see how to properly do stuff in the kitchen.
Why are men tuning into cooking shows?
To impress women by cooking.
30% of men say they tune into cooking shows just so they could watch women cooking food.
You can't watch your wife or whoever else in your family.
Maybe they're not cooking. Maybe that's the problem today. We're ordering out too much. We're using DoorDash.
He's going to say something crazy.
We need women to be in the kitchen just so we can watch them cook. On you, that's Luke Bryan. Cats on the Prowl this Friday again. It's another Joe and Jana happy hour. We'll be broadcasting live from the Honky Tonk Saloon in Wildwood, 5 to 7. So after work, as you kick off your weekend, come and join us